Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Omet Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began yesterday's Siman Tov Resh Ayin Beis, which Mitzvah Hashem we hopefully will finish today or get close to finishing it. We begin on the very top line, Sif Beis. The Mechaber tells us, Shachach Ohezid V'lo Hidlik Im Shkiyas Hachama. If a person, either by accident, he forgot, or intentionally, did not light the Chanukah Licht during the optimal time, which we discussed in yesterday's year, when that was with the Shkiyas Hachama. So, Madlich V'holich Achetichla Regel Min Ashuk Shehu Kemo Chatzi Shoah. Then he still is allowed to go and light the candles until the majority of the people are no longer walking in the marketplaces, returning from work, going home, and that is about a half of an hour. Shoah's Om Ovrim V'shovim V'ikup Suminisa, because during that period of time, the people are still walking back and forth, going to their houses, and there still is going to be Pesuminisa. This is, again, when they were lighting outdoors, and therefore, this was only going to be a pesumei nisa if there were people outdoors. Hilkach tzorich litim bo shemen kizeh hashir. Therefore, you have to go and make sure that there's enough oil there to last for at least this share of time for a half an hour. If you're lighting with wax candles, they have to be big enough to last at least that period of time. V'im nosan bo yoseh. If you did put in more than that amount of oil, yochel l'chabos liachas shavar zezman. Once you've had the shear, you could technically go and put it out. V'kein yochel l'shtamish l'oro liachar zezman. Or you could let it stay lit, and then you're allowed to use the light because it's no longer technically the Chanukah licht. Now that is the opinion of the Mechaber. We'll see that that's not technically the way that we actually carry our practice out. So now let's look at the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah Sifkat and Hey tells us, Mashma dim hidlik zaman mo achar shkiyas hachama. If you lit for a period of time after the shkiyas hachama, in other words, you didn't light in the optimal time, ein tzorich litin shemen kol kach racha chitikla regel and shuk. That you don't have to go and put in that much oil. You just have to keep enough oil till it's the end of that half hour period of time. But lav davka, since you didn't light at the beginning, you don't have to have for the entire half hour period of time. Ochaini says, "Kol zehu l'din haTalmud." This is only during the days of the time when they were lighting purely outdoors. So yoha heker l'ovrim v'shavim. That the whole purpose of the pesumei nisa was for only the people outdoors. Avlo idna nowadays the haheker who rock l'vevei. So we light indoors, and even as we'll see, for those that light outdoors, since we're lighting for the bnei beiso, so then l'olam boy shira yadu. Then you have to put in enough oil or have enough wax candle there that it will light for at least the period of time the shira yadu, which is at least a half an hour as well. He brings down the name of the pri chodesh, and he says va'af madlik acha shukol aregel mishuk. And it brings out for the Prima Gadim that even if you're lighting after the time that nobody's working, you're coming home at 11 o'clock at night from work and you're lighting for the household that's up, so then you still have to put in that half an hour's worth. Number of important Dear Shu footnotes. Dear Shu footnote number 15 brings down, this year is, as I said, is a half an hour. And this year of a Chatzi Shoah from Chaim Kamieski, Shlita, he says, this is Chatzi Shoah Zmanis. This is a Shoah Zmanios, Lefi Shoah Shalila Leilos Chanukah. So that's a longer period of time. The nights are very long, and you break it up based upon the nighttime shows manios. So this would be more than a half an hour, probably somewhere in the area of about 40 minutes. The issue foot number 16 brings down, you're living in Manhattan, and there are people who are going on the streets that don't pack at 2 o'clock in the morning. So Rabbi Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik Zatzal brings down for the Lashon of the Rambam, he says, it could be more than a half an hour for places where people are out much longer. And therefore he says, so then you could light for a longer period of time as well. He says, and in fact, he would put it in enough oil that it would last for the period of time that people in his area would be walking out on the streets. And his kavana was much more than a half an hour. And this is also brought down by the Ritva. On the other hand, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, even in places, Sha'ovrim Mishavim, Ashami Ucharis Blail, even if it's very late, the people are walking, Ein Chiyav Me'ikra Din, the essence of the din is that you only have to light for half an hour. However, this is very nice and wonderful if you want to light for a longer period of time, and that in fact was his personal minhag. And this is also the minhag of Rav Yashiv Zatzal. Shein l'hadlik yoser michatzi shah b'mkomos hana'ah. You don't have an obligation to light more than a half an hour, except for the concept of hiddur mitzvah. Next paragraph, the Dear Shu footnote brings down, Mishadino l'hadlik b'sok beiso. Somebody lights in his house. Vein tzorich l'fayin sanes elo b'nei beiso. You're only doing it for your house. So in that situation, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, l'chol adeos, according to everybody, you don't have to keep the candles lit until everybody in the house falls asleep. It's adequate to have a half an hour. Because Ein Pirsum Ein Es Mabayis, El Osam Anoshim, Shiroetz in Erbetchilas Halayla, since they saw it already, and therefore, as opposed to on the streets where people are coming and going, it's new people, there you'd have it a longer period of time. Next paragraph, he brings down, what happens if you live in an area where there are only goyim? So Moshe Feinstein, that's on the Yigus Moshe, writes, that doesn't count. And therefore, you need to really do it for the people in your household in that situation. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv disagrees. Rav Yashiv writes, Shehatarmudoyim, which were Nochrim, Misakvi Meshukli Achashochu Akonim Israelim. They stayed out later than the regular Jewish people stayed out. And he says, this manad luck was Achit Techal Raglom, until they no longer on the streets. And he says, it's mash from this that there's a Pirsum Anis even for Nochrim. And he says, Koshekein Shesh Pesum Anis Ol Yehudim Shenoshom Ritor Mitzus, Benim Misanyon Beneris Chanaka. And certainly, if there would be non religious Jews, that would apply to them. And this is also the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky. Dishavu number 17 brings down, Avishu's man is there, Yesh Mekomus Bechutz La'aretz, Shein Sakon Bad Lakas Neiros Bechutz. Even though he says nowadays, Baruch Hashem, in America, one could light the candles outdoors and it wouldn't lead to pogroms, it wouldn't lead to Rachmon Lislan, tremendous additional anti-Semitism. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, nevertheless, Shekivin Shavu's man, Chazal, Hoysa Sakono Gemur La'adik Neir Chanukah, since in the times of Chazal, they couldn't already light outside. So he says, Gambiz Manenu, Bechutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, where we live amongst the Nochrim. So he says, it could lead to a sakana, and therefore they don't light outside. He says it's perfectly acceptable to light indoors. He says, however, in Eretz Yisrael, where there is no chashash of sakana, such as there might be in Chutz Laretz, so Rav Yashiv brings down, they should really light outside. And this was the opinion of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal, he was the Rav in Yerushalayim. This was the minhag of Yerushalayim, lahadik ner chanaka b'chutz, besoch teva schuchas, they put him inside the glass containers, which you can see all over Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael today, and know that the wind shouldn't blow it out. On the other hand, Dayan Weiss, that's out. The Minchas Yotzuk brings down, Shlo Ra'inu, Tzadik Ador, B'chutz Laretz, Shenogu L'hadik B'chutz. He says, in Eretz Yisrael, maybe, but in Chutz Laretz, nobody lights outside, Ela B'fnim, even if there's no Sakana. And he says, even in Eretz Yisrael, Harbi Noagim L'hadik B'fnim, even in Eretz Yisrael, many people light indoors. And he says, especially, Ha'ochim Medarkum Shal Tamideh Habesht, V'tamideh Tamideh, especially those who follow the practices of the Baal Shem Tov. And he writes, Shemotzinu tamim maspikim b'nechonim la'noagim la'lik b'fnim. He says there's plenty of good reasons they light inside, and that's perfectly acceptable. And he brings down from Rav Osner, the Shevet HaLevi, Zatzal as well, for those that light indoors, they're certainly mokum to say that they're doing it correctly, and it's based upon a Rivash who says the Pirsum Anes L'Rabim Miskayim Ayadei Hadlokah Shemadlikim Beveis HaKnesses, that you accomplish the Pirsum Anisa for the Rabim by the lighting in the shuls, and the Pirsum Anes L'Asim L'Venei Meso, that's when you light in your house. Finally, Dishuv number 18 brings down, even if you leave your house right after you light the candles, Shem Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, it still lasts for at least a half an hour, even though nobody's going to be inside your house. Again, fire hazard, one certainly has to be very, very careful about this, and it's certainly not an ideal thing, but again, if it can be done in a safe way, at least it still has to be lit for a half an hour. Now we're going to Mishabur Sivkot and Vav, where he writes, Af is manenu, Tzorach l'shir zeh. Even nowadays, he says, you need to have the shir of a half an hour. Avol nosim bo shem and harbi, shiadik yoser, en bo shu mitzvah. He says, but to actually put in more oil, that's not necessarily a mitzvah. However, avol b'nei rosh hashava, but if you're lighting with wax candles, then it's a hidur mitzvah, yesh hidur mitzvah, kishen arukos, to have bigger candles, because the candle itself is more beautiful. You have more oil in the cup, it doesn't look like it's more of a hidur mitzvah. So if there's no chiv to burn for more than the half an hour, so then you're not gaining anything. But he says, by the candles, where it's a nicer candle, so then that's a different thing. He says, "Ain lasosim gedolos yosim that, but don't take huge halavakisha candles. Don't take these huge candles." Then he brings that from the Beis Yosef, because of the Beis Yosef, Bishim Aruchos Chaim, Misha Berach v'hidlik ner achas b'laylo shnia. If somebody already said the bracha and only lit one candle on the second night, still yadlik achakach od ner achas leibrach. He can still light a second candle later on and not make a bracha on it. And he brings down Ayin the Prima Godim Shemitzadi. The Prima Godim says that even lo yodato mitchila rak al ner achas. Even though when he made the bracha, he only had in mind on one candle. Biachakach nizdanilo and od ner. Then he suddenly got another candle. Gam kin leibrach. He still doesn't make a second bracha on that second candle. Kimidina ein chiyav rak ner achas, because the din is they don't chayv to light one candle by shar mishum hider, and the rest is a beautiful hider mitzvah canal, as we've already explained, but isn't a chiv, and therefore there is no bracha. The issue footnote number 90 brings down, based upon the Magen Avraham, kishemadlik b'shemah, when you're lighting with oil, kiven shemosar mutar lishtamesh bo la'achar chatzi shah, kimur shulchan aruch, since you technically can use the oil after it's lit for the shir, in kain, lo shayach hid the mitzvah b'ma shedolik la'achar chatzi shah, shino shas mitzvah. It says, it lights longer than that, it's actually not a mitzvah anymore, and therefore, there's no hiddur mitzvah if it's not a mitzvah. Aval kishamadik b'nero shava aruchim, when you light him with long wax candles, yesh b'zeh hiddur mitzvah. That still is a hiddur mitzvah because the candle itself is more beautiful. Kivin shem noyim yosef, because they are more beautiful. And he brings down as well, v'tam adavish ein hiddur b'ribo shemen. Why is it not considered a hiddur by having more oil? So af sha'al yidei came as rabba or, even though it's more or, so he brings down like tosos. He says, nevertheless, that's not considered a hiddur mitzvah in the mitzvah itself. Sivkot and Zayin. The Mishmur says, "She'ena maksa shemen rak mashatzorach l'shir chatzis shol mitzvah." Once the oil was put in and it lit at half an hour, everything else wasn't huksa l'mitzvah, and there is no problem taking that oil or just using the light from that oil. It's not considered huksa l'mitzvah. And therefore, akimutul l'chabosov. Therefore, you'd be allowed to put it out or v'leyonos men or to get an off from it. Here, the Mishmur says, however, it is better to make a formal tonight and say, "She'ena maksa shemen el l'shir hadlocha," that I'm not making the shemen that's in excess of the shear, I'm not making that huktzul mitzvah. So that would be preferable to do that. And one should do this ideally orally, but even if you thought about it in Machshava, the Yishuvot number 24 brings down that would be acceptable. Because there are those that say that if you did put it in stam, it actually is huktzul mitzvah. The Yishuvot number 22 brings down Abustok Zman Shir. Certainly, you can't put it out during the half hour that it's supposed to be lit. But if it goes out on its own, Rosh Hashanah Zatzal says, since technically, as we will explain in Siman Tafrei Shayin Gimel, you don't have to relight it again. Therefore, even if you did go and relight it, nevertheless, you technically could put it out because already the mitzvah has been accomplished. The issue foot number 23 brings down, if you did put it out during the Zman of the Shear, so then, even though you don't technically have to go and relight it, or from the wax candle that was there for that half an hour, that minimum period of time you're not allowed to do anything about. The issue footnote number 25 brings down, what about using for a mitzvah? Kagon, tefillah, chadomah, to use it to light up the room for davening. So he brings out the chokhm shlomo, shemutu, that would be allowed. It's also mashma from the bir halacha and simen tofrei shayin gimel, the same thing. Vafilu litzorech hider mitzvah, even for a hider mitzvah, for example, kagon lahadik b'menu b'yom hasheni, esaner hasheni, chadomah, to light the second candle with it, that would be allowed. And he brings out from Rinis and Karlitz and Sal that that would be permissible. Veno neser litzorech tashmish chol. It's only not allowed for tashmishi chol. That which it says that the candles are lit, you're not allowed to use them even for a holy thing. That's the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siman Kuf Nun Dalet Shukadeshiya Nikor Shuhud Lakhashe Mitzvah Chanukah Vloshim Derachet. That's why you can't use it, because otherwise it wouldn't be recognized by using it for Chanukah. And he says, Vidavka Shihlik Saneros Chabul. It's only if the candles were lit and they went out that you'd be allowed to use it. However, if the candles had just been designated, you hadn't lit them yet, so then we say Hazmono Lav Milsi, and you could use them for something else before the actual mitzvah was performed. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Ches, and he writes, Yesh machmirim shabot shaneros doken ein shlamish lorim. There are those in a machmir that say that we don't use the candles at all while they're still lit, even if it's after the half hour, mishum haro, because somebody's going to see you, shlo yedeh l'chalik bin toch zman shiro, lachas ben zman, lachas zman. Somebody's not going to know that this is within the half hour or after the half hour, and therefore the minhag is not to use them at all. Now we go to the Ramah. Ramah says, "Agoy Yeshomim Shibizman Hazeh." Nowadays, Shemadlik Bifim, that we light indoors, in Usarach Lizar Lahadlik Kodim Shetichla Regeman Ashok. He brings out his own opinion, Das Asmo, and as well the Turin Nematosos, that today we can light even after the optimal period of time that we spoke about earlier in today's share and in yesterday's share in detail. And the Mishmur explains Sivkot and Tes, Rosh Lomar, Vimkein, Aheku, Rachel Vineso, since you're lighting it for your household, so they're going to know that you're lighting the Chanukah lift, even though there's no people walking on the streets at that hour. Sivkot and Yod, the Mishmur says, Viyadlik Shebne. You have to light when the children in your house, the family is up. And you're not even allowed to learn before you light the candles. Once it's the time to light the candles, and certainly not allowed to eat or do anything else. And he says, and even if you started doing it, post it, you have to stop. Now, there are a lot of things in the Dershu footnotes over here that we'll go through, but first let's finish off the rest of this Mechaber, and then we'll get to the Dershu footnotes. Umiyu, the Mechaber now says, Hani mili milchatchila. This is talking about lechatchila. Avo, im avar zeasman v'lo hidlik. If the time passed and you didn't light, nevertheless, madlik b'holik kol alayla. Then you do light all night long. Vim avar kol alayla v'lo hidlik en lo tashlum. But if the light passed and you didn't light, so then it's too late, then there is no tashlum. You can't light an extra candles the next night. Now we'll go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ad Amud HaShachar, it means that you can go in the morning up until Amud HaShachar to still light the Chanukah licht. Ubevrocha, and you can even make a bracha. But once it's after Amud HaShachar, then it's already daytime and you can't make a bracha on it. This is only though, however, if people are still up in your house. Aval Mishenim, if everybody's asleep in your house, say Ein Levarachlem, then you can't make a bracha. You can still light them, Eliyadik, below bracha, but you can't make a bracha because who is the bracha being chal, so to say, on in terms of the Pirsuminisa. Tkmo Diladitu, Loim Varech, Elabizman Pirsumines. Even if yourself, you're not allowed to make a bracha except if it is Pirsuminisa. And Hochinami Ladidon. And this is true for us as well, when we're lighting inside the house, just like they were when they were lighting outdoors. The Imbola Beisu Kodim Olos HaShachar Motsu B'nei Beisu Yishenim. If he comes to your house before Olos HaShachar and everybody's in your house is sleeping, so ideally, if you want to make with the bracha, menachom sheyikitzem kidei sheyuchal lahadlik bevracha. Ideally, you should wake them up so you can go and light with a bracha. Again, not the optimal situation to wake everybody up, but if you can do so, that would be the best. Finally, before we get to the additional footnotes, let's finish off the Ramah. The Ramah says, Haga ubalelos ha'acheros yadlik kamo shar b'nei adam afa pish lohidlik b'rishona. If somebody missed the night, for example, so he brings down the name of the Mariel, the Aguda, and his own opinion himself, the Ramah, that if you missed the night, so let's say you missed night number two for whatever the reason, so then on night number three, you light night number three. You don't light for light number two and for light number three. There's no tashlumim, and you just keep on going what everybody else is lighting. And that's what the Mishnah says, Sivkon Yud Beis, wrote to Lomar, B'laylo Shnia Shnei Neros. On the second night, you'd light two candles. B'laylo Shlishas, three candles. No matter what you personally have done, you follow what rest of Klai Yisrael is doing. V'lo Nemar D'lidei, Halaylo Shnia Hi Rishona V'yadlik Rak Echos. He doesn't say, well, listen, I didn't light the first night, so for me, night number two is light number one, so I'm only going to light my candle. That's not the right way. And he brings down the name of Dovah Merivava. Now, this concludes our Mechaber, Ramah, and Mishnah Berurahs, but now let's go and look at a number of the Dershu footnotes that we skipped. We have a little bit of time. Dershu footnote number 20, it says, what about learning Halachos Chanukah, Kodem Adlaka? We said you're not allowed to learn before you light the candles, but could you learn Halachos Chanukah? So Nissan Karlitz Asal brings down Mutter, Afilu Mishagiyah Zman Adlaka. That you can do even if it's already the time to light the candles. And he brings down from Simon Reish Ayin Hey, Shemutah Lumo Perik Bamim Adlikin, Laura Nera Shabbos. You're not supposed to learn by candles. However, you are allowed to go learn Bamim Adlikin because we're not concerned in that situation that you're going to adjust the candles because you're learning about the din that you're not allowed to adjust the candles. So too over here, we're not concerned that you're going to forget to light the Chanukah licht because you're learning Halachos about the Chanukah licht. However, he does mean that if it's something that requires a tremendous amount of iyun, in Madover Tzorach iyun, also then, because Yesh Lachos Shema Yimoshech V'yishkach Ladek Ner Chanukah, if you get so involved in a pilpul of the drasha, and then you may forget to light the Chanukah licht. The issue of Vodim 29 brings down, V'gam Hanogim L'hadlik Ki Esrim Dakos Achar Shkia, Kimina Chazanish, those that have, for example, the Chazanish's custom that they light 20 minutes afterwards, we brought down the other Gedolim that you light sometime after the Shkia, so he brings down for Ibnissan Karlitz Tzatzal, Shekvar Mi Hashkia, Nechshav Shigaz Man Adlaka Vasum Lamot. Even already starting from the time of the Shkia, you shouldn't go and learn because that could lead you into forgetting to light the Chanukah licht because you get so involved. Then Dershu number 30 discusses things that you're not allowed to do before the mitzvah occurs. So, for example, in terms of davening mincha, you're not allowed to go and eat before you daven mincha. Samuch l'zman mincha shadaf chachilas pas yosim kibetz osu. And it's talking there about a significant amount of eating. For example, more than eating a kibetz is worth a pas. And similarly, would apply to things that would be intoxicating to you. But to eat some fruit or to just drink a glass of water, that would be permissible. And he brings down other dinim as well, what the halacha is before mincha. Dershu foot number 31 brings down, in addition to the other items that we mentioned in terms of eating before mincha, a person is not allowed to sleep as well before mincha, and the same thing would apply over here too. But certain types of malachos would be permitted ayin sham. He says, a woman has somechas al hadlochas bala. If a woman is depending upon her husband to light for her, we said previously that husband and wife, only one of them has to light, and it's usually the husband. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal says, she also lo lechol somech hadlocha. She is still not allowed to eat before the hadlocha. Afilu she'en madlika b'yatzu, even though she's not going to eat. This is also the opinion of Nissan Karlitz Zatzal. She kiven she nimtzis b'mokom hadlocha, since he's in the place where they're going to be lighting the candles, also lo lechol kol madlocha. She shouldn't eat as well. However, Rav Yashiv disagrees. Rav Yashiv says, kiven she'en madlika b'atzma. She's not actually lighting. She's somech on her husband to light, and therefore she could eat if she wishes to. And this is also the opinion of Rav Ozer Zatzal and Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. And he says, umisha b'zman hadlaka einu yochel lahad lekagon shu b'emza nesiyah chodom. If somebody is traveling, for example, and they can't light then, so Rav Ozer says that also lo lecho kodem shiadik. In that situation, still shouldn't eat then because it will lead potentially for him to forget to light. And then he says, umisha shemino shaliach shiadik b'shulo ner chanukah. If somebody appoints a representative to go and light the candles for him. So then in that situation, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says that since the shliach is going to be chayiv to light for him, and there's no concern over here that he'll forget to light, so also lo lecho kol mishadik, the shliach can't go and eat then. But the person who sent the shliach, he can go and eat. So only the shliach in that situation can't eat, but the person who sent him could eat. Finally, Dershu footnote number 33 brings down, Somebody's lighting relatively late, but there are people still walking outside. So in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sifkot Hay, we said, he doesn't have to put in the candle or the oil for the entire period of time. Nevertheless, Madik Baruch, he's allowed to make a bracha. And the issue footnote number 34 adds, you shouldn't use for the candle something that was used for Avodas Kochavim. It's most, it's disgusting. And this is true even if the Nachri was Mevatalit. But if something was designated to be for an Avodah Zorah, but it wasn't used, then it's Mutar Af L'Dvar Mitzvah. Then it would even be able to use for a Dvar Mitzvah. With this, we conclude today's share in the beautiful Siman Tov Resh Ayin Beis.